This summer, Italy faced a shortage of 250,000 farm workers due to the coronavirus spread, as agricultural groups explained. At stake was the entire season harvesting. Hundreds of thousands of day laborers were stuck due to travel restrictions. A large part of those workers, up to 200,000, are undocumented migrants, mostly from Africa. Field workers are known in Italy as braccianti, which means a pair of arms. After being exploited for years, the global pandemic made the migrant workers essential overnight. But without papers and under lockdown, they were stuck in crowded makeshift camps. Out of work, they were going hungry. Aboubakar Somahoro came to Italy from Ivory Coast in 1999. The sociologist and union leader documents the inhumane treatment of the farm workers in countless video clips to make them more visible in social media. He calls them the invisibles, since they are disregarded by politicians and were left to themselves without a social network. Defying the lockdown, he also traveled south to deliver aid where the government didn't. In Bori Mezzanone, one of the places he went, up to 300 day laborers live and work in the conditions that have been described as modern slavery.
Sergio, are these the tomatoes we pick?
Yes, those we pick in the fields.
And it's back-breaking work, right?
Yeah, 14 hours a day. Could be even 15.
We work morning to night, rain to shine.
In this heat or in the cold,
pickling asparagus.
They pay you only 8 to 10 days max out of 30.
They pay you 4 euros or 3 euros an hour, with no contract and no rights.
On my shoulder you can see the jugs. With these jugs, laborers walk kilometers to get water to wash themselves or to drink.
Here, there's no access to potable water.
There's no social distancing here.
Social distancing is a privilege.
People here, they have no access to medical care,
no access to health care or to sanitary.
I was born in the misery.
I was born in it as a field worker.
E mi ci sono ritrovato nell'angolo dello sfruttamento. E per uscire dall'angolo mi sono detto non se ne viene fuori da solo.
I can't do it alone.
Bisogna condividere un sentimento che abbia al centro la riconquista
our right to be treated
del
as a
diritto
human being,
di essere un essere umano prima di essere un bracciante.
Rather than just a pair of arms.
Perché io non sono una merce. A volte si dice che lo sfruttamento.
Sometimes people say the ones to blame for the field workers' exploitation are the caporali, the mafiosi bosses, or the intermediaries. Sure, they are caporali. They are the agro mafia. There's a lot of cases by top executors, but the caporale is just one part in the forest of the wider tree. Do you know who is responsible for the situation for the field workers and most farms? It's a retail chain, which from the top forced low prices on tomatoes, on farmers who in turn squeezed the workers. It's the big corporations that hold the power in the food chain. They rule over farmers because they own the patents on the seeds. Because they impose the price, and we work in the field, are crushed under their boots, under the boots of our slave masters.
Italy
is one of the top two producers in tomato in the world, with the US being on top. How is it possible that the workers are not given a fair way, given a way to meet their basic needs? We are human beings. We are human beings, not arms. Legalize all human beings, not because it's convenient, but because it's the state's responsibility. Free all field workers, Italians or migrants, from the powerful chains of the big corporations and distributors. If you really want to fight exploitation and caporalato, mafia control,
have the audacity to give people legal status, not for the benefits of the market, but simply because they are human beings. People need to know the exhaustion, the sweat and the exploitation that's often behind every bite of food that comes from these fields.
Facing food and labor shortages, Italy began debating temporary legalization of some workers, plunging the country into political turmoil and fueling anti-immigrant sentiment. On May 13th, the Italian government approved an emergency rescue package. This allowed some undocumented laborers to apply for temporary work permits. Human rights groups called the measures a patch that failed to address the real issues of restoring human dignity. As an answer to the inability of the Italian government, Sumahoro and others founded the Lega di Bricianti, League of Farm Workers. Legalization of farm workers was only out of economic opportunism, they say. Since farm workers are simply essential, they must be sustained somehow, so the tomatoes won't run out. The Lega di Bricianti since then started a well-covered campaign. Prima gli sfruttati, the exploited first, leaned at Salvini's Prima gli Italiani, or Trump's America First.